Order. Order.
The day in the House began with all party leaders supporting a government motion moved by the Deputy Prime Minister, Bill English, expressing sympathy with Tonga after Wednesday night's ferry sinking.
At this difficult time, our hearts go out to those in Tonga dealing directly with this tragedy, but also to the members of our own large and respected Tongan community in New Zealand who will be deeply concerned.
After leading the House and moving that motion of support and sympathy for Tonga, Mr. English faced questions about news in the Household Labour Force survey revealing that the rate of unemployment had risen to 6%. Among the questions was this one from Labour's Deputy Leader, Annette King.
Is his government being successful in taking the sharp edges off the recession when we now have 24,000 more people unemployed than in the last quarter, 40 new households a week seeking food parcels to feed their families, and 1,240 families reaching out to the Salvation Army for clothing, bedding, furniture and other practical assistance?
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr. Speaker, all of those figures are signs of an economy under stress, and I feel sorry for many of for those people who relied on the economic management of that Labor Party, because they have found out that their jobs were built on sand. 10 years of mismanagement, too much borrowing and reckless government spending, and those people are paying the price for it.
Also keen to blame problems on the last government, Health Minister Tony Rao faced this question from his Labour shadow, Ruth Dyson.
Does he believe that patients in mid-central, Whanganui, Taranaki, South Canterbury, Tairawhiti, South Auckland, Otago and Southland, as well as those affected by his cuts to mental health services, diabetes and cardiovascular services, are receiving the more convenient health services he promised?
The Honourable Tony Ryle.
Mr Speaker, this government is tackling incredibly big problems inherited from the previous government. And this is a party opposite that cut $150 million out of the health budget very quietly before the last election, cut over $110 million of programs last year, and they don't want New Zealanders to know that we are having to deal with their legacy of mismanagement of the New Zealand Public Health Service.
But the same tactic backfired on Nathan Guy when he answered this question from Labour's Carmel Sapiloni.
If the priority for roads of national significance is economic development, then why has Taranaki, with its substantial dairy industry, missed out on having its State Highway 3 upgrades between Mōkō and Puapio?
The Honourable Nathan Guy.
Well, that member will be pleased to know, showing a little bit of interest in the Taranaki region, because no doubt she's heading there with the Labor caucus next week. I need to tell the member that there was a working party set up in 2003 led by the Taranaki Regional Council and the three Taranaki District Councils. I'm ashamed, Mr Speaker, that the Labor government over those particular years since 2003 have only spent on average $2 to $4 million on State Highway 3.
Opposition outrage at Mr Guy's answer was shared by the Speaker, Lockwood Smith.
Had the Minister not been critical of the Labor Party, I might have been more forgiving of the way the Minister answered, but if the Minister is not going to answer the question at all, I'd advise don't get stuck into the other party.
Back now to Bill English, who had to defend his Prime Minister's comment that Keisha Castle-Hughes should stick to acting.
Mr Speaker, the Prime Minister wholeheartedly supports Ms Castle-Hughes' right to have a view about New Zealand's climate change policy and her right to publicise that view.
Mr English then faced this question from Labour's Charles Chevelle.
Does the Prime Minister think that actors Lucy Lawless, Robin Malcolm and Cliff Curtis, who are also participating in the sign-on campaign, should stick to acting? And has he advised Michael Jones to, quote, stick to rugby and keep out of politics, or do different rules apply to potential National Party recruits?
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr Speaker, these are all eminent New Zealand actors, and sticking to acting may well be a recipe for further success for them. However, an ad campaign is not a replacement for serious analysis of the impact of a 40% reduction in carbon emissions by 2020 I think any serious analysis tells you that would have a very negative impact on our economy and on people's livelihoods.
Parliament's adjourned for a week, back on Tuesday, August the 18th. I'm Tom Frewin, and this program was brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.